there is no question. I mean, this is just scientific evidence that the asthma rates, for instance, and so forth are because of the concentration of the toxic elements given off by automobiles. So we're putting children at risk as long as we continue to have this this very tight juxtaposition between the highway and people, particularly concerned about low-income children.
How much could this whole 81 argument be a chance to really transform what downtown is, how people even think about transportation, maybe some shuttle or rail or different types of mass transit cores from, you know, whether it's west, north, east, you know, population centers into the city?
Well, clearly, the modes of transportation in and out of the city needs to change, and this is an opportunity, but it will require structures that people can use, and then they have to change their behavior to use those structures effectively for their own usefulness. For instance, we have a rail track, and it was tried, I think, ineffectively, that runs from Syracuse University past Armory Square all the way out to Destiny, USA. I mean, there's already a rail, elevated rail structure in place to be used. But and we already see some entrepreneurs using shuttles. For instance, there's a new student apartment building on East Fayette and University Avenue. Guess what? Those students go back and forth to the university using a private shuttle. Where there's a will, there will be a way. We just have to help people see that this is in their best interest, which we firmly believe that having a diversity of transportation modes is going to be better for everybody.